Here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers is Lisa Pereira.
I can do sweet nothing. Those are the words of Bertie Ahern, who announced late last night that he was abandoning any attempt to run for the presidency. The story is carried on the front page of the Herald. In a recorded message, the former Taoiseach said Micheál Martin was anti-me and that without the backing of the Fianna Fáil leadership, there was no chance of winning the presidency. He ruled out running as an independent, saying he had too much respect for the party. For the second day in a row, the Irish Daily Mirror reports on Conor McGregor's bid for the presidency. McGregor begs for a dig out is the headline beside a photo of the fighter dressed in a cream pinstriped suit outside Leinster House. There, in a video which the paper describes as cringe and embarrassing, he urged people to message county councillors in a desperate attempt to get his name on the ballot paper. Yesterday, the Mirror reported that, contrary to McGregor's claim that he had the support of councils, TDs and senators, none of the 31 councils said they had given him a nomination. The paper says that in the video, McGregor once again appears to misunderstand the role and power of the Irish president, saying he would not sign any bill into law until it went back to the people first. The delivery of thousands of homes in the Dublin area is at risk because of a serial objector. That's according to the front page of the Irish Daily Mail. Jamie McCarron reports that a judicial review has been lodged against the Greater Dublin Drainage Project for North Dublin and parts of Meath and Kildare. The objector is Peter Sweetman of Wild Irish Defence, who, the paper says, has objected to dozens of projects, including wind farms, sawmills, forestry licences and the Carb gas pipeline. Green Party planning spokesman Oisin O'Connor is quoted in the paper as saying that if the €1.3 billion project is stalled, he's concerned Ishka Aaron would have to tell councils, don't approve those homes because we don't have the water infrastructure. The Irish Times reports on the tens of thousands of children who've been waiting for more than a year for vital health care in the community. Health correspondent Shauna Bowers analysed HSE waiting list figures across eight disciplines. They show that 42,000 children represented more than half of the 75,000 people waiting over a year for services which are aimed at taking pressure off the acute hospital system. The Irish Independent carries a story about a Pakistani doctor who ended up comforting a man who just carried out a racist attack on him. Dr. Asif Iqbal was on his way to University Hospital Limerick on Sunday when he was assaulted by a man who punched him in the back and told him to go back home. When security guards at the hospital intervened and asked the man why he was attacking a doctor, he started to sob and said, "Sorry, man." Dr. Iqbal went to his aid and, seeing that he was cold, gave him his jacket. He told The Independent, "I'm a doctor. I can't see someone in such distress and not try to comfort them."